This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome to studio the executive director of the Michigan Theater, and that is Russ Collins. He's here for Cinema Chat, and how are you, sir?
Good.
All build up to Cinetopia, right?
Yeah, a week from tomorrow,
exactly
Cinetopia
right.
opens. So if you haven't gotten your pass, get your pass. If you just want to buy some tickets, you can do that at cinetopiafestival.org. You can also go to WEMU.org and find out stuff, and the Michigan Theater website as well. But CinetopiaFestival.org will get you all the information. There are now guides available. If you're a subscriber to the New York Times, you're going to get one in your New York Times this weekend.
Well, that's a pretty nice little feature.
Metro Times is going to have them, and they're available at the Michigan Theater and around various places in the community and southeastern Michigan. And remember, Cinetopia was named the best film festival for the Detroit metropolitan area by the Metro Times. We're very, very proud of that. And it's going to be a good festival.
It
55
is.
Films. We watched 450 films to come up with the 55 that we're showing, and they literally are the best films from the world's best film festivals, including some, in addition to that, there's some films, great films from Detroit, short films as part of the Detroit Voices, but we've got
455 films? They say everything is good in moderation.
450 is what we watched.
450, I don't know that I've watched that many in my life.
Yeah, well, I mean, it wasn't just me. I mean, it was mostly the curatorial team led by Brian Hunter, but it was a lot of hard work to put these things on, and we're happy to do it, but we really need folks to show up. So Cinetopia is going to be at the Michigan and State Theater in Intensity 2 weeks from this week, 2 weeks from today, but a week from tomorrow
we open in Detroit,
and we've got screenings throughout, you know, various areas of the Detroit metropolitan area. The Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 3rd, 4th, and 5th are concentrated around the Cultural Center in Detroit, the Detroit Institute of Arts, College of Creative Studies, Charles Wright Museum, also Cinema Detroit.
And in addition to movies, it's one of those trips downtown that remind you Detroit really has some great things to offer.
Yeah, and Chartreuse, which was named the best new restaurant in Detroit, is literally across the corner. We're doing some work with them. We've got a party at the Scarab Club, which is a very cool space.
Right on.
Right next to the DIA. And so anyway, there's very, very good stuff going on, and mostly the movies. And mostly these are international feature film length story films. There's also quite a few documentaries. And then we've got a little bit of revival stuff, a lot of Disney stuff, actually, and a concert film by Iggy Pop, which we're doing the U.S. premiere of, and a local boy. So although most of the films are these international story-based movies, feature-length films that you would see year-round at the
Michigan
Theater.
There's a wide variety to choose from if you want to pick and choose.
From Iggy Pop to Bambi.
The pass gets you into all of them.
That's right. That's right. Iggy Pop to Bambi. Well,
I want to see a picture of that together.
So we're currently playing a film called The Meddler, which stars Susan Sarandon and Rose Byrne as a mother-daughter. And Susan Sarandon is relatively recently widowed, and she decides to move where her daughter lives, which is Los Angeles. And then she just becomes a little bit of a charming pain to this daughter who's trying to get her married and fixed up and fix her life as best she can.
It is a mother's right.
Yes, that's right. But Meddler is an appropriate title. The Man Who Knew Infinity is a film that a lot of people like. It stars Dev Patel as Ramanujan, who's this brilliant, brilliant, brilliant mathematician who was active in the very early part of the 20th century. But he was not schooled in mathematics. He was just a mathematical genius who essentially schooled himself. I mean, he got some training for sure, but his training didn't equal what his genius was, and he ended up going to England and
was
tutored.
And he kind of operated outside of mathematical convention.
A little bit.
And yet it was right.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jeremy Ian plays the English professor at Cambridge who takes him under his wing. And it's a bit of a tragic story, too, with a cultural class and discrimination. But it's a very, very interesting, compelling story, The Man Who Knew Infinity.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair sitting alongside the head of the Michigan Theater, the Executive Director and CEO, and that, of course, is Russ Collins. And tell me a little bit about Lady Susan, our first opportunity to see it this week.
Yeah, opens tomorrow. It was today, actually. Lady Susan is actually the novel by Jane Austen.
Oh, Jane Austen, right. Okay.
That this film, Love and Friendship, is based on. And Kate Beckinsale, who was looking lovely and is a really wonderful performance, is this very manipulative woman in aristocratic England in the 1700s, early 1800s. And she's got a daughter and trying to make her way
through. She looks 12. She has a daughter?
Yeah. Yes, she does in this movie, absolutely. And she doesn't look 12 in the movie. And it's directed by Whit Stillman, who does a really compelling story with this type of material. And if you're a fan of Jane Austen, if you're a fan of Masterpiece Theater kind of work, go check this out. Love and Friendship.
Really works as a period piece.
It does. It got 99% positive reviews. And the critical consensus is Love and Friendship finds director Whit Stillman bringing his talents to bear on Jane Austen adaptation with a thoroughly delightful period drama, the result. And again, the reviews are very, very strong, and it's a lot of fun. I got to see it a couple weeks ago, and I really enjoyed it. A Bigger Splash is a very cool-looking film. I haven't had a chance to see this one yet, but Tilda Swinton plays a rock legend. She can play anything, absolutely. And she's almost like a Patti Smith kind of rock legend, poetic and personally passionate. Matthias Schoenaerts, who's a great European actor, plays her partner, her love interest. But Ralph Fiennes is a old love interest of hers and very rich guy. He shows up with his daughter, played by Dakota Johnson, and all kinds of wacky things break out,
What would you expect in the world of rock and roll?
Exactly. And the reviews are really strong. 90% positive reviews, absorbing, visually arresting, and powerfully acted by an eminently talented cast. A Bigger Splash offers sumptuous delights for fans of psychological.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Wonder if that was kind of a nod to Marianne Faithfull with naming the character.
I bet you it was. A Bigger Splash opens right now. And then The Lobster, which we play, it's being heavily promoted on NPR right now.
Oh, this is the Colin Farrell movie.
Yeah,
right.
The Colin Farrell movie where it's a few years down the road, future society where everyone has to be part of a couple. If you're not part of a couple, then you're turned into the animal of your choosing. And that's where The Lobster comes in.
Which, under any circumstance, is an odd choice.
Well, it lives forever. Lobsters have to be killed.
Near Maine.
Well, unless they get eaten, it's true. But anyway, it's a very elliptical, a very odd film it's an English language film by a Greek filmmaker. And the critical consensus of this are strong, but certainly not everybody likes it. As strange it is, as thrilling, it's really very interesting. Opening at the multiplexes is Alice Through the Looking Glass, which unfortunately has not gotten good reviews, and the folks that I know that have seen it just don't like
it. Is this in the Alice in Wonderland?
Yeah, and it just doesn't work.
Johnny Depp's in it, right? He's had a bad run lately.
It's got a lot of elements, but it just doesn't work. And X-Men Apocalypse, obviously, if you're a big fan of this, you could go check it out.
Yeah, it's going to do huge box
office. Michael Fassbender, it's gotten kind of 50-50 reviews.
Doesn't matter. It's going to do huge business.
Yeah, exactly. Jennifer Lawrence, James McCoy. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Well, thank you very much, and we'll look forward to more information on Cinetopia next week as it prepares to open in Detroit. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for listening to Cinema Chat, exclusively on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Film Festival Central.